Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for April the 21st, 2022, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. This week's topic is Love Thy Neighbor, Not Why All the Hatred Today. Brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Stop for a moment. Say a prayer. A prayer to the Heavenly Father, we pray. We pray in your glorious name that the world might turn around, that we might see peace and happiness, that wars may end, conflicts across the world end, that people may once again get along together. We pray that more come into your great, glorious fold. More than that are leaving, that more understand what's going on and what the ultimate tribulation is. Bring light to their eyes and take them under your wing. We pray these things in your glorious name, oh Heavenly Lord. Amen. Donors list today for April. We've got, let's see, hi Eric, hi Ann, Anna, Marilyn. Might be a short one tonight, I'm not sure. I didn't get a great response today, I'm not sure. Good to see you, Eric, thank you. Very, very light tonight, maybe it'll build up, I don't know, we'll see. So April donations is Andy and Lisa, Current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Charla, Diana, and I think I missed Dusty, and I think that was a one-time donation. I've got to verify that. But anyway, it was a donation, so thank you, Dusty. And patrons of Alicia and Dan. I want to thank everyone for contributions, as well as hard work and dedication to the Eternal Affairs Truth Media shows. Tonight's going to be interesting. We're going to open up with a few interesting things. So, what brought up the topic, I didn't really have a topic for tonight, and suddenly I realized that I was getting blasted and other people were getting blasted. I'm watching some of these feeds, and you know, Facebook is really great for people that have, you know, left Facebook. Shame on you. You know, that's the way you see what the real world is like. Now, you can go someplace else to discuss your, you know, political affairs or whatever, but you got to watch Facebook because that's where the evil truly exists, and you need to keep an eye on your enemy. But people will come in, and I was watching and make comments. You know, you put up a post, no matter what you put up. I don't care if you put up Jesus is great, or if you put up, you know, Allah is the only God, or I don't care what you put up. Someone's going to come back, and they're going to beat the heck out of you. They're just going to take you down into the ground. They're never going to say anything good about anything you say, no matter how great it is. Even people that believe in it, that's the crazy part. So I'm not sure why the evildoers and the haters are coming out of the woodwork, but we're going to get into that in a minute. It's going to be an interesting topic because I've been doing some research on it today and found some interesting things, including one lady that actually posted on a door. She says that her two workers had quit, so the store is closed, and she wants to hire some people to replace them. But she says no X generation allowed. Only mature geezers, basically, only boomers. I thought it was pretty cool. Because this new generation has no respect for society. They have no respect for humanity. They have no respect or belief in God. Some claim to believe in God, but they really don't. You know, there's a difference between believing and saying you believe. There's a difference in believing and pretending that going to church is not believing. Just say, oh, I go to church every week. Well, you can go to church every week and then the fourth week do something dastardly in church or, you know, pray to Satan the next night. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's, you know, You got to have a belief and got to believe in something. You got to believe at least in yourself, if nothing else. But as I've said all along, to believe in yourself makes you God, and you can never be God. You can try to pretend to be God, but you'll never be God because now you're setting your own rules, and the rules are not the rules of nature. Anyway, getting off topic. So I saw this great thing. I'm sure you got some of you folks have seen this, but I had to read it. And I'm going to do it pretty quickly because it's just so cool and it's so true. It's something I've been talking about all along. Talking about the land of the free and talking about taxes. Tax this land, taxes land, taxes bed, tax the table at which he's fed, taxes tractor, taxes mule, taxes teach him taxes are the rule. Taxes work, taxes pay, taxes work. He works for peanuts anyway. Taxes cow, taxes goat, taxes pants, taxes coat, taxes ties, taxes shirt, taxes dirt, taxes tobacco, taxes drink. Tax him if he tries to think. Taxes cigars, taxes beers. Tax if he cries in his beers. Tax his car, tax his gas. Find other ways to tax his ass. And it goes on. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but there's a few things that it lists here of some of the taxes. Accounts receivable tax, building permit tax, CDL license tax, cigarette tax, corporate income tax, dog license tax, excise tax, federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, fishing license tax, food license tax, fuel permit tax, gasoline tax, gross receipts tax, hunting license tax, inheritance tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges, liquor tax, luxury tax, marriage license tax, even a death tax, property tax, of course, school tax, service charge tax, telephone, federal excise tax, state income, and school tax, state unemployment tax, telephone tax, federal, state, and local surcharge taxes. So it goes on and on. And there's a ton of them here. At the end, it says, you got to think about this. You still think this is funny? Not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago. Not one of these taxes I just read, and there's more of them, existed 100 years ago. And our nation was the most prosperous in the world. We had absolutely no national debt, the largest middle class in the world, and mom stayed home to raise the kids. What the heck happened? Can you spell politicians? Go ahead, be an American. You know, what they didn't say in this really great piece that they put together, and I really love it because it's just so true. What they didn't say is that when you think about the taxes, not only are you being taxed, but you're being taxed on taxes. Why should you pay a state sales tax or a federal excise tax on a rubber tire that's already been taxed? From a corporation that's already been taxed? Out of your paycheck that's already been taxed? Folks, this world's gone insane. I mean, it's gone absolutely nuts. Yeah, and I'm bringing a couple things up because it's going to relate later on down the road about the evil. Yeah, because they need the money, Joanne? Joanne's saying because they need the money. They don't need the money. That's the problem. They're greedy. They're greedy, and we the people are supporting the lazy, which is why I mentioned the store, the grocery store, or the restaurant, rather, that was hiring people because the X-Gen wouldn't work and left. They fired the two people. They had to fire them because they wanted their boyfriends to hang around all day while they worked rather than work. That's what we've got now. That's who we've got. Now, I have seen one thing. I'm going to bring one thing up. And the interesting thing that I bring up is that you've got the millennials, you've got the X-Gen, and then you've got whatever this last gaggle of new individuals that's being birthed into the world. They're actually the young ones, the ones that are in their teens now and just starting to grow. They're growing into this pandemic and all the other things. You know, it's really pretty cool because they're actually more intelligent now. They realize what's going on. They're growing up into this evil, and they realize they're learning the evil, even with mainstream media. They're seeing what's actually happening. You know, and that's just so crazy. But that it's that X-Gen and that millennial gen, and just right after my daughter, Anna. That's right after you, basically, a generation following you. Maybe it's part of your generation, too. I don't know. But, the tweens and the younger ones are growing up different for the most part. But anyway, I digress. Last week I mentioned, and again, we're going to fit all this together about the evil and the hatred in the world. Count as a millennial. All right. Okay. So you're one of the evil ones, Anna. My daughter's one of the evil ones, folks. Did you hear that? Yeah, I could come to think of it. Well, she's actually working for herself now. Congratulations, by the way, on your sewing. My daughter started sewing things and making all kinds of embroidery and things. I never thought I would see the day. God bless her. So, I mean, I think it's really pretty cool. And I think she's going to make some money out of it, too. It's some good stuff. Really nice looking. So, in the past, I mentioned that the people, we're going to say on both sides of the fence, call me bigoted. They call me evil. They call me, I don't know, misogynistic. And they call me every name in the book, racist, you name it. And I'm not. I mean, honestly, I'm not. But I'm being honest. I believe in honest. I'm a scientist. I'm an engineer by trade. And a real scientist, not a Democrat scientist. The Democrat scientists believe what they want, like Fauci. Now, I'm a real scientist. I'm a real engineer. That's the field I worked in. And I look at things from the perspective of, 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4. And I've been saying for on and on and on that we are being ruled, and the deep state is being ruled by the Muslim community. And you can see that in England, and you can see that in France, and you can see that now in India. And if you don't believe me, and I'm not being bigoted, and I'm not being racist, don't call me names. It's a fact. And if you don't believe me, you need to go on and watch Press TV from Iran. Press TV is probably the most evil media outlet. It is the Muslim community trying to brainwash the world that they're the only religion and that everybody else is evil. And you've got to watch it or you won't believe me. I can't even explain it. I ended up stuck watching that because I got a satellite dish. I watch stuff off of. It's a free dish. And I was watching RT America, which I really like. And then, of course, they pulled that off the air from Russia. I figured, oh, I'm set. I got it coming right from the satellite, right from Russia. No, Russia had to take the whole thing down worldwide. So now I'm stuck with Press TV and at lunchtime. But it's brought to light the proof of what I'm saying, that this whole community is evil. Now, I don't know about, Americans that pretend to be Muslims. We got a lot of Americans that pretend to be Christians and really aren't. A lot of Catholics pretend to be Christians and they really aren't. Probably never were. I mean, that whole thing is a whole different, that's a whole other story for topic for another session. If you're Catholic, I apologize. If you're, I'm going to insult everybody at some point. So just realize that. That's what I do. That's why people love me. And that's why people hate me. So it's a two-way street, folks. Not everybody. You can't lump everybody. And I've been accused of this by lumping everybody. I say Muslims. Now, I have friends that are Muslims and I don't have a problem with them. And they go and they go on and on and on. And they do it just like the Jews do, the same thing. They remind me of Jews. And, it was really great because when you see them, my wife always says, oh, is that the Jewish people on the TV? I say, no, that's the Muslims. Because they do the exact same things. And it's interesting. But the crux of it, it's kind of like people say, oh, the people. Thank you, Eric, for you put up a Bible verse. I'm going to get to that in a minute if we have some time. We're going to run short tonight on time, Eric, but thanks. I appreciate that. I'm going to copy that and note that. Matthew 7:15-20. If I miss it tonight, everybody grab a Bible or type it in your computer. I may not get to it yet, but I really appreciate the verse put up. So the problem becomes when the upper society of the upper echelon in any society of or any group or any organization runs something and puts it in a being relevant to that. Yeah, I guess it all relates, Eric. Just hang in there for a minute. It'll all fit together. It's all going to fit together. Because what happens is that things get pushed down. So the whole topic tonight is the evil people and why people have turned evil. You know, love thy neighbor. And yet the problem is that it's from the upper part of these groups. It feeds down and people say, look, these people are evil. This is, and somehow it gets into your craw, into your mind. But here's your homework, because I always have homework in my podcast. What you want to do is look at political things are great too. Politics is something that is just totally evil by itself. Go into any group, find a group for one of your local representatives, for your local governor. There's a lot of elections coming up this year, midterm elections. Go on the people that are talking about them, not on the politician's site, but go on the sites that are created by individuals, the groups created by individuals, and watch the posts and watch the evil come out in these people that are part of these posts. And suddenly they are bashing each other and bullying each other, literally. I mean, it's absolutely horrible. And I think that a lot of it has to do, at least in America, it's a lack of God in society. And I'm not sure what's going on in the rest of the world, though, because the whole world's gone patently insane. I don't know if y'all seen that, but everybody in just about every country's gone nuts. Look at what France is doing. I mean, they're bashing each other. They're bashing the president. They're bashing the people that support the president, that don't support the president. They got a big presidential race going on there now. If you look at some of the comments on there, then you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The most difficult thing to comprehend is the war in Ukraine. You know, there's the side that says, oh yeah, the poor Ukrainians, they are getting bombed and they're dying, which is really sad. It really is terrible. War is terrible in general. And then the other side saying, oh, the Ukraine started and the Russians are the good people. And then the comments bash each other about that. Well, why not have a discussion about that to find out how we can help to end that? Who actually, mainstream media does not help, because they pit us against each other. The social media, Zuckerberg, and the way he fits his comments and the way the algorithms fit you in, they're designed to cause problems and cause trouble. It's been proven. There were some studies done that showed that the algorithms in Facebook actually are designed to pit one person against another, people that believe one way against others that are known for their outspoken comments, so to speak. So what is the purpose of that, though? That purpose doesn't serve any useful purpose in society. And, you know, you get it all the time. I actually brought up, this is an interesting thing. The other day I was at our Art League meeting. Now, artists, about 80% of artists are far left liberals. The other 20% are far right conservatives. It's very weird. I don't know how that works. But at this meeting, most of the liberals were there. And I brought up about the paints and the lacquers and other stuff they use, and how, you know, we might want to consider alternatives to that would be less, not required the use of oil or other resources that would be more eco-friendly. I end up getting bashed for that by the liberals. No, we don't want that. We're not going to use fake oil paint. We're not going to use, what are you talking about? They even said they didn't need electric cars. You know, now if I had gone and I had said the opposite, they would have called me a far right wing fascist. You can't win. See, that's the weird thing. I'm not sure if we drank the Kool-Aid or what. Maybe it's something in the air. But it's hard to find a friendly face. You know, even when a group of Christians, even when a good group of Christians, or if you're Jewish, a good group of the Jews. The Jewish they're known for beating each other up. I've been there. I can say that because I'm half Jewish, and my daughter will probably agree to that. I don't know how much she saw of the Jewish back then, but you get in an argument with a Jew, you're in trouble, because they will bash you so fast, and they will not turn. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that, or I'll never, I didn't really mean that, or whatever. No, they know what they're saying, when to say it, and they don't go back on it. More politicians should be like them. I mean, seriously. But I know my whole family was like that. It was crazy. It really was. And yeah, giving end. Right. Exactly. The giving end. My daughter says she's confesses to be on the giving end of that. It's just the way it is. It's one of those things. But and again, it's not across the board, but it's just in my family and my people I've seen where it happened that way. But today it's just so. I can only call it evil. I mean, how could you just go and, you know, not try to, you know, when to leave people alone. You have a comment. You're going to say, like, somebody says, oh, I'm going to vote for, I saw this today, I'm going to vote for Doug Mastriano for governor. And they got hit by so many people. And it's not Doug. See, now Doug in Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano is running for governor. And the interesting thing is he was one of the big ones that went up and supported Donald Trump. He supported, you know, the January 6th thing. He supported the, you know, the vote to, you know, audit the vote and all that sort of thing. And they're getting on him about other stuff. They're saying, oh, he was against for this Act 77. Act 77 was for the ballots, the write-in ballots, you know, the mail-in ballots he voted for. Every Republican in the state voted for the mail-in ballots. They voted for the mail-in ballots because they made a compromise. The compromise was that there wouldn't be across the board, you know, one-click vote straight Democrat. It wasn't a great compromise. Nobody realized what would happen with those mail-in ballots. It was our governor who then took that and illegally added to that and manipulated that. So who gets hit on it? Poor Doug Mastriano. Why did Doug Mastriano get hit on it? Why did they hit him? Because he picked this fellow named Teddy Daniels as his running mate. Now, I'll probably get bashed for this. Then I talked to Teddy. Teddy is off the wall. I mean, he is not electable. And why Doug picked him is totally beyond me. But as soon as they pick Teddy, all of a sudden everybody goes up against him and they're bullying the people. Anybody that says they're voting for this guy, they're bullying him. Rather than say, why did you pick this guy for running mate? They're bullying the candidate for governor. You know, no, he shouldn't have picked him, but that's, you know, you don't have to vote for the same two. Yet you can't discuss it. You can't logically discuss that with anybody to say, what are we going to do about this? You know, how are we going to resolve this? No, it's just you can't vote for this guy because he's a criminal. His running mate's a criminal. His running mate was thrown out of the police force. You know, and they bring out all the dirty laundry. They don't say what's good. They don't say what's bad. They just pull out all the stops. So we're going to follow up on this at some point, but I wanted to bring that up and maybe food for thought for some of my friends that are on the podcast today to give a shot, or anybody wants to email me, you can always send an email. Just, you can't help not finding me. I'm all over. Every website I've got has my email on there. Feel free to email. The topic's going to come up to figure out what's going on and how we can bring God back to America. How we can bring sanity back to America. And, you know, I got so involved in the topic, I totally forgot about my good friend, Mike Lindell. I've got to bring this up because it's supposed to come in the middle of the podcast, folks. And I totally forgot. We're really excited to have a sponsor of My Pillow, which we just got recently. And oh my God, it's just so wonderful. I've never used one of these pillows. They have all kinds of stuff. They've got these plush, robes and other things that are really fantastic. And we've got a great deal too, with our sponsorship. And, you know, everyone probably on the podcast knows who Mike Lindell is. He fought for transparency in the elections in 2020, and he supported the conservative cause. And now you can get up to 66% off because we are one of his sponsors. You would just go to mypillow.com and use the promo code ETERNAL. That's ETERNAL, like Eternal Media, Eternal Affairs Media, ETERNAL, up to 66% off. And you can also call it 800-795-5993. I gave one of these pillows to my wife. She's been changing pillows every 2 days practically. And she loves this thing. She just loves it to death. So do look that up and support good people, great conservatives like Mike Lindell. And a reminder also that we do have our new Truth Premium on our website for 99 cents per month. Fewer ads, receive exclusive and premium content, as well as access to our Powered by Truth community forum. That's a great forum, lots of good information, thousands and thousands of articles, 99 cents per month at premium.eamedia.com. Bookshop.online, and be sure to support us store.eamedia.online or donate.eamedia.online. $1, $5, anything helps. We really have to have a lot of, and thank you, Marilyn, we have a lot of expenses, and it's not, these things are not free to run these things. So the person that puts these up and allows me to be on every Thursday definitely needs our support and your support. So yes, Getting God, I'm going to bring a comment in here because we're coming to the close here, but Eric, I like that. Getting God back in the lives of Americans, important lesson. Donald Trump is not God. Elon Musk is not God. Joe Rogan is not God either. Absolutely. That's why I brought in that people who think that they can play God, that they think that they can control their lives, that they are in control of their lives and their destiny. Those people are playing God, which is, you can't do. It doesn't work, unfortunately. And yeah, Mike Lindell rocks. Thanks, Joanne. He is great. I mean, he's a real sport. I'm going to tell you, he's a wonderful person. I've spoken to him a few times. He's just really great. So we're going to bring up some topics next week. We're going to look into the economic situation. You know, there's weird things going on in the economy, and I haven't figured out how to do a show on it yet, because there's a positive and a negative. And I'm going to bring that comment up too, Eric. Thanks. Before I close. So the economy is headed where? We don't know. I mean, we are now in a situation that is best described as a tribulation. I mean, everybody says the end times are here, and we're so close. If you look at everything, and that's going to be a topic for yet another show. And we've had Pastor Carl and others, and I've done interviews with them about the tribulation and how everything just fitting into place right now. But where the economy's headed, I don't know. The stock market keeps going up, you know, and the companies are still making money, and now they've got wages. Did you hear that? And I'm getting off topic because I'm kind of shortchanging the topic a bit tonight. I apologize, but the crazy thing. Yeah, I'm gonna bring that statement up right before we close, Eric. Thanks. So the crazy thing is that they're asking for, I think it was in Florida, it was either Amazon or one of them, they were on strike, and they were gonna go out and form a union because they wanted to make $30 an hour to do what? To pack stuff? I mean, this is crazy. This in society is absolutely insane. So we are definitely in some sort of, I mean, I can't even predict where we're headed. Usually I'm pretty good at that, but it's going to be interesting. I mean, it'll make great fodder for podcasts. And, you know, it's just insane what we're going through. It's just absolutely nuts. I've never in all my life, and I've been around for a while, I've never seen anything as weird and as crazy as what's going on now. You know, we used to be, it was a great thing that someone brought up at one point, that back in the 50s and 60s, you could go out and you could buy a house, a 3-bedroom house in a big city suburb, and live a good lifestyle, and you could be working, you know, at a grocery store. I mean, that's how it was, you know, and we didn't have all the expenses and other things, you know, and it's just, it's crazy. We are at a time right now where Satan is just totally taken over, and how we push him out? Prayer. Yeah. John 14:6. That's a good one. I like this one, that getting God back into the lives of Americans, important lesson. Oh, I already brought that one up. Where's that other one? Here it is. Important lesson when you come across a false Christ and false prophets. And that goes along with what Eric said before. Except for Eric said, it's also Matthew 7:15-20 is an important lesson when you come across Christ and false prophets. And what are false prophets? You know, we never know what false prophets are, but there's a lot of them out there that are preaching. And a lot of them are not just individuals, they are groups. What we call the deep state is a false prophecy. That it's an entire, whoever is running that is the false prophet, I would guess. But the deep state is definitely the antithesis of what God expects of us as humans. So now that I'm totally frustrated, I'm going to wish you all a great week ahead. But what I'd like you to think about Yeah, false prophets making, looking to make good, to make money. Yeah, all the evil ones. You ever notice only the evil ones survive? The good people don't survive the economy. The good people don't survive the test of times. It's only the bad ones, the evil ones, that survive. And that's because evil's in our world. Evil is controlling us. So we need to sit down. We need to think of who we are. We need to pray. We really say, look, we need to get together, band together as humans. We need to bring back God into our country and into our lives. And thank you, Eric, and for your great comments as well. I always love Eric. He's always on here. And boy, I'll tell you, some really great information, and a wonderful human being. And let's see. Good old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival. I said that too, Eric, with Holy Ghost revival. And we really do need that. I'm trying to bring in local revival shows and just cheer and shout and bring the good back. You know, think good. Do good. Do one good thing every week. Do at least one great thing for someone that you normally wouldn't do. Pay for the guy behind you in line, or pay for the veteran's meal at his table, or just to, you know, help somebody out on that's in a situation. There's a lot of people that need help these days. If we all helped one person, the world would be a much better place. And listen to people rather than react. No gut reactions. That's what causes a lot of this evil. I'm over time. I'm going to say good evening. God bless everyone. We'll be back again next week with some great topics, and hopefully there's some news, and hopefully Joe Biden does something stupid, or the Russians do something stupid, so I can have a great podcast. We have to wait for the stupid things to come up to really get good news. But I can't get it from the mainstream media anymore, so we'll have to figure out how to get the news. Right? Yeah, there you go. TalkNet Live with John Gale. TalkNet Live with John Gale. The slightly serious show. The Old Man's Podcast with Dina, Joe, and Eric. A lot of great ones. Really, thank you again, Eric. That's fantastic. And we'll see you two around Podbean, and catch some of the other Podbean podcasts. It's a great media outlet. Have a great evening. God bless everyone. Thanks for coming tonight. Really can't live without you. Can't have a podcast without people listening. Thanks again. Take care. Have a good night. Good night, everyone. God bless y'all.